For years, I've been fascinated by John's words in the Bible where he wrote that when Jesus comes back to earth, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. John, if you're saying that when we see the Lord, we will be like him, then doesn't it follow that the more we see the Lord now, the more we will be like him? Oh, I know we don't see him physically, but when we see him with our spiritual eyes, that is how we become like him. I'm reminded of Moses' experience on Mount Sinai when he asked God to let him see his glory. The Lord said, "When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back." After this experience, his face was shining with the glory of God. He even put a veil over his face because of the radiance. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil. Paul wrote, "And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord." Wouldn't it be great to be like Jesus, as loving as he is and patient and gracious? Sometimes we try to be more like Jesus in our own efforts, but guess what? We always fall short. So let's just admit we can't be like the Lord in our own efforts. But the more time we focus our attention on him and spend with him in prayer and in reading his word, the more he will transform us to be like himself. One more benefit: the more our lives reflect his image, the more we will attract others to the Lord, because they will see Jesus reflected in us. Now that's pretty exciting.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.